From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. The United Nations said Tuesday it had reports that Syrian government troops and allied Iraqi militias had killed civilians in eastern Aleppo within the last few days. This is Rupert Colville, the spokesman for the UN Human Rights Office.
We have received reports of pro-government forces killing at least 82 civilians, including 11 women and 13 children, in four different neighborhoods.
Colville went on to say that he feared retribution against thousands of civilians believed to be holed up in less than a square kilometer of opposition-held areas. The European Union Tuesday wrestled with a rift over Turkey's EU membership bid after Austria led calls for the accession process to be halted over Ankara's post-coup crackdown. This is the EU Enlargement Commissioner, Johannes Hahn. He says the accession negotiations have come to a standstill for months, and I don't see any movement in the next couple of months. Meanwhile, the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan lashed out at the EU reluctance to revive membership talks and threatened to cancel a March deal, which has curbed the mass influx of refugees and migrants into the 28-nation bloc. The U.S. Republican President-elect Donald Trump Tuesday formally announced ExxonMobil Corporation Chairman and CEO Rex Tillerson as his nomination to serve as U.S. Secretary of State. No Israeli officials will meet the Swedish foreign minister during her trip to the region, according to a spokesman Tuesday. It comes after she called for an investigation into the killings of Palestinian assailants. A spokesman for the Swedish foreign minister said that she had wanted to meet both the Israeli and Palestinian officials during her visit Thursday to Saturday. This is VOA News. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande said Tuesday that an EU summit this week should decide to extend sanctions against Russia over the Ukraine conflict. Merkel said that given the shortcomings in the Ukraine peace process, it will be necessary to extend sanctions against Russia once more. Meanwhile, Hollande backed her statement in a joint Berlin press conference. François Hollande says, we must continue to apply the Minsk agreement, and since it's not been followed since then, the system of sanctions, even if it's not a permanent solution, they should remain. He is in favor of extending sanctions. Meanwhile, West African leaders will travel to Gambia Tuesday in an effort to persuade longtime President Yahya Jammeh to step down after his loss in the December 1st election. Here is a UN spokesman on the delegation expected in Gambia.
We are talking about President of Nigeria, President of Sierra Leone, former President of Ghana. I mean, this is a really high-level delegation from the region. There is no reason why the President shouldn't receive them.
Jammeh had initially conceded defeat to the election winner, but withdrew his concession late Friday. Romania's left-leaning Social Democratic Party won the country's parliamentary election with about 46% of the vote in both houses. The official results were released on Tuesday. The exact makeup of the parliament after Sunday's election is due to be announced later this week. The IMF head, Christine Lagarde, faced a grilling on the second day of her trial Tuesday over the damages authorized for a French tycoon while she was a French finance minister. The presiding judge forced the head of the International Monetary Fund on the defensive as she questioned why 45 million euros had been paid in personal damages. Chinese authorities have arrested 18 people in connection with a massive explosion that left 14 people dead and injured 147 in October, according to local media reports. The powerful blast in Jingmen tore through five prefabricated buildings, destroying or damaging 58 others. Hundreds of thousands of British commuters faced travel chaos Tuesday as train drivers went on strike. Southern Rail warned of a severe disruption as it canceled all of its 2,284 services after workers launched 3 days of industrial action. A 48-hour walkout began at midnight Monday with a further 24-hour strike planned for Friday and another 6 days of action in January. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.